trust yourself and keep fucking going. 2020. We are entering a new decade. We are entering this age where all this innovation is happening and technology is evolving and everyone is on their phones as much as they are in the real world. And everyone around you, not everyone, for the most part, they're distracted by this technology, this gift. They don't use it correctly. They use it to consume. They use it to be lazier. They use it to train bad habits. And they know it. And yet they still don't even give a fuck about that. They go, yeah, I can't control myself. I'm distracted. I'm procrastinating. But oh well, it's what everyone else does. Listen, Warren Buffett says, whenever you say to yourself, it's what everyone else is doing, that is an unacceptable rationale. In 2020, and 21, and 22, and 23, and all the way in the fucking decade, there is one thing that you must do if you will succeed. Real fucking simple. You trust yourself, you trust your gut, you trust your instincts, you trust your heart, and you keep fucking going. Will shit be tough? Yes. Will it be hard? Yes. Will you get stressed by some of it? Yes. Will you be challenged by some of it? Yes. Would it be easier to give up? Yes. Is that what everyone else would do? Yes. Does that fucking matter? No. You trust yourself and you keep fucking going. Listen, most people in 2020 are going to allow the opinions of others to stop them from truly expressing themselves. My motto for 2020, real simple. No more hiding. No hiding at all. You have a message in your heart. You have a path to dominate. It's time for you to fully bloom like the fucking flower that you are and give that gift to the entire world. There's people walking by as I record this video, as I record other videos. It used to bother me. I used to think about it. I don't give a fuck anymore. My not give a fuck muscle is strong, but I'm not gonna rest on that, right? I'm gonna keep making it stronger. I'm gonna keep going with this. I'm gonna hypertrophy that motherfucker every single day. You watch, in the next decade, it's gonna be a very clear differentiation. The people who give too many fucks are not gonna get the finances, and the people who don't give fucks are gonna get the finances, they're gonna get the impact, they're gonna get a lot of things. Robert Greene says, the moment your brain says to itself, you think you've made it, you think you've achieved the level, your brain begins to enter into a phase of decay. How about this? How about we don't decay? How about never decay? How about always keep growing? How about always keep evolving? How about always keep kaizening? In this past year and in the past decade, oh man, dude, there were times I was lost. There were times I was confused. A lot of times in those places, I would try and put on a face and pretend like everything was great, and I'm really good at that, but it's bullshit. And I was lost, and I felt empty inside, or I felt confused, or I felt like, why are these other people who I know I am more capable than, why does it seem like they're moving ahead of me faster? What is it that they're doing that I'm not? Because I feel like I'm doing fucking everything that I can. Comparison will fucking kill you. It is a fucking disease, right? Starve the comparison muscle. The only thing we should be comparing ourselves to in 2020 is with our potential, right? Remember, process over proceeds, direction over destination, compete with potential. Understand in your life, not just this year, but in your life, you're gonna spend 95% of your time in the process of what you do and only 5% or less enjoying the proceeds of that process. So you better learn to fucking love and honor and enjoy and immerse yourself in that process, because those who master the process end up mastering the control of where the proceeds go anyways. There's people who are gonna judge you in 2020, people who are gonna criticize you, people who are gonna complain, people who are gonna try and bring you down. They don't wanna build the tallest building they can themselves. They don't know how to, it's too scary. They're afraid of what people will say. And so their whole mission will be to make sure you don't build yours. Fuck them. You know that mute button on your phone? You're on the phone with someone, you don't wanna hear them anymore, you just hit mute? Do that. Do that in real life. Just hit the fucking mute button on them, because there is nothing more important than you tapping into your gifts, tapping into the Everest of your potential and cultivating those gifts and sharing them with the world. I believe that personal development is the ultimate act of service and contribution. The greatest gift we can give anyone else is to simply be the example. And I promise you right now, there is someone who is looking to you to see what example do you set, and it's gonna advise and guide them on how they should be, how they should live, how they should act. 2020 is gonna be an amazing fucking year for so many of us. I want you to hop aboard the gravy train too. I want you to have an amazing fucking year. All right, I believe that everyone is capable of doing amazing things in their own unique way. And in this social media, digital age world that we live in, people are unbelievably cruel and mean and negative to each other. You have the power to choose not to be. You, like me, can be radically encouraging of someone else's dreams. You can be the one light in the fucking world of darkness that has engulfed them. And as that light, you can lead them out of it. Be incredibly encouraging of people's dreams this year. I'm serious. You got something negative to say about someone? Fucking check yourself. Check yourself. It's not gonna do any goddamn good, and it's only gonna hurt you. Starve that part of you. Start feeding the part that's incredibly encouraged. Others understand when we encourage others, we're actually encouraging ourselves. We're telling ourselves, if it's possible for them, guess what? It's possible for me too. And you better fucking believe it is possible for you. You're gonna achieve amazing fucking things in 2020. The world is going to be stunned, but you don't care so much about the acclaim or the validation from others, because when you do incredible things this year in 2020, you will know that you truly tapped into your potential and you made it fucking happen. And that's where the real juice is, the real joy, the real fulfillment from realizing the incredible heights of our potential and then actually actively making progress towards that realization. So in 2020, I want you to trust yourself and I want you to keep fucking going. You fucking got this. I'll see you soon.
One of the top 10 most influential men on the planet.
Hey, it's Jason Capital.
Jason Capital. He is the preeminent expert.
Jason Capital has been recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur by the White House.
There's very few people in the world like Jason Capital.
He gets right to the core. It
surrounds you with an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced.
There's a ton of value, but it's presented in a really consumable way.
In my definition, the way I describe freedom is getting what you want, when you want, with who you want.
This is pretty much just an awakening to the world.
Jason Capital.